Today's Amud is Sukkah Chaf Hei Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, four lines in the bottom, by the words Va'isik B'mitzvah. So the Gemara just told us the makar for the idea of Isik B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah, that if a person is in the middle of doing one mitzvah, he's pater from another mitzvah which comes his way. The Gemara says that the makar is from a pasuk in Kriya Shema, which says B'shivtucha B'veisecha U'v'lechtucha V'aderech. The Gemara's Medayik, it's only if a person's B'sheves Didach B'laches Didach, it's only if a person is in the middle of doing something that's for himself, so then we say he has to stop and say Kriya Shema. However, if a person is in the middle of doing a mitzvah, so then he's pater from Kriya Shema. And we spoke out why we needed both makaris, b'shivtucha and b'lechtucha, but that was the makar from a pasuk by Kriya Shema. So now says the Gemara, v'ha'isik b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah mehalcha nafka. Is this really the makar for isik b'mitzvah? It's from this pasuk by Kriya Shema? Mehalcha nafka. L'chari, we have a different makar for isik b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah. It's not from Kriya Shema, it's mehalcha. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk's discussing the carbon Pesach that they brought in the midbar. So the pasuk says, "Vayhi anashim asher hayu tameim lenefesh adam." There were certain people that they were tamei meis, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, "Lama nigara? We were tamei. We couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. Why should we lose our lama nigara?" And famously, Moshe Rabbeinu talks to Hashem. Hashem says, "Pesach sheni." They were given the special mitzvah of Pesach sheni. They said, "Lama nigara," and they were zeichet to Pesach sheni. But these people were tamei meis, and that's why they couldn't bring the first carbon Pesach. So now ask the Gemara, Aisam Anasha Mihayu, who were these people that were tamei meis? Why were they tamei meis? So says the Gemara, a few different mahalchem. Says the Gemara, Naisei Arayinai Shal Yosef Hayu, Divri Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili explains that these people who were tamei, they were tamei, they were the ones in charge of bringing the Aron of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. They were the ones carrying the Aron of Yosef. So that's why they were tamei meis. And that's why they weren't able to bring the carbon Pesach bizmanai. Rabbi Kiva Imer turning on to Amud Beis. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Mishal Val Tzafon Hayu. And no, it was Mishal Val Tzafon, Shayu Aiskim ben Adav Aviu. They were in the middle of, they were Isaac and burying Nadav Aviu, after that old parsha where Nadav Aviu were taken away. So they were burying Mishal Val Tzafon, so Mishal Val Tzafon were burying Nadav Aviu, they were the ones who were Tamei Meis, and that they couldn't bring the carbon Pesach Bizmanoi. Rabbi Yitzchak Aimer, Rabbi Yitzchak says that neither of these two Mahalcha make any sense to me, because Im Naisi Arayin Nishal Yosef Ayu, if they were the ones in charge of bringing Yosef's Aron out of Mitzrayim, so Rashi goes through the Cheshbin that it had been over 10 months. They could have been made themselves Torah already at this point. So there would be no reason for them to still be Tamei by Erev Pesach. There's no reason why they couldn't have brought the Karban Pesach Bizmanai. And in Mishal Val Tzafon Hayu, and also even if it was Mishal Val Tzafon, so again it had already been a few weeks since the whole parish of Nadav Aviu, and they would have been able to have already made themselves tar, and therefore there's no reason why they wouldn't have brought the Karban Pesach Bizmanai. So Ella says, Rabbi Yitzchak, who were these people that were tamei meis? Ella oiskim b'meis mitzvah hayu. They were people that they were stam. They were oisik and bearing a meis mitzvah. Now Rashi says it's lav dafka. It's lav dafka meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah is a person who has no one to bury him. Rashi says it's not referring to literally a person who has no one to bury him. It's just a way of saying a person who had a family member who was nifter, and so they were burying these family members. It was some people who were burying their family members. However, the Tzlach learns the kipshuta. The Tzlach over here in his chidushim, he learns that it's referring literally to a meis mitzvah. And he explains this by asking really a different kasha. That the Gemara starts off that who were these people that were tamei meis? Ask the Tzach, what's so shver? It's so shver that there was someone who was tamei meis? What's the Gemara's kasha? There were people who came to Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says they were tamei meis, and they said, lama nigara, why should we lose out? Frak the Gemara, who were these people that were tamei meis? What do you mean, who were these people that were tamei meis? Go figure it out. There were people that died, and so they were burying their meis, and so they were tamei meis. Why is that such a complicated concept? Why is the Gemara asking, who were these people? And the Gemara says all different types of terutzim. Why not just say that they were regular people that had family members that were nifter? So says the Tzlach that if you look in the Torah, in Parashas Shemais and in Parashas Bamidbar, where the Yidden were counted, so the count is exactly the same. It says that there were 603,550 Yidden. Now if you look in Rashi, so it comes out that the first counting was on Yom Kippur, and the second counting was on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So evidently there was nobody who died in between Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So says the Tzlach, that was the Gemara's Kasha. Because being that the count was exactly the same from Yom Kippur until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so they passed through already a Pesach, they passed through Pesach and the count is exactly the same, it seems that nobody died during that time period. If so, frak the Gemara, if nobody died, so then who were these people that were Tamei Meis? What made them Tamei Meis? It seems like nobody died. Says the Tzlach, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Aysam Anashim Mihayu, who are these people that were Tamei Meis? And now says the Tzlach, now we can understand the different terutzim of the Gemara. They all fit perfectly. The first terutz of the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he says it was the people that were carrying the Aroina Shel Yosef. So that's why it's not listed that somebody died, because this was an old mace, so to speak. It was someone who died way beforehand. It was the Aroina Shel Yosef. That's who these people were who were Tame. And a Hanami, there was nobody that died. These people were Tame mace from carrying Yosef. Or, says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva says, it was Mishal Vel Tzafan. Why were they Tame? Because they were Isaac in the burial of Nadav Aviu, who were from Shevet Levi, who were not part of the count in Parshas Shemais and Parshas Bamidbar. The Levim weren't counted. So if so, says the Tzlach, that's why. That was goof of the chap and the teretz of Rabbi Akiva. Nobody died. Nobody died from that count, but there was someone from Levi who died. It was Nadav Aviu, and so this was Mishal Val Tzafan, who were the ones who were Tamei Meis. And says the Gemara, now the third Teretz, says the Tzach, Rabbi Yitzchak says it was the Meis Mitzvah, it was someone who didn't have any relatives to take care of his Kavura. Who was a person that didn't have any relatives? It could only be a Ger. The Gerim also weren't counted in Shemais and in Bamidbar. The Gerim weren't counted. So if so, that's how we have someone that's Tamei Meis. Says the Tzach, that's what's really going on behind the scenes in this Gemara. The Gemara's Kasha is that Isa Manasha Mihayu, who were these people that were Tamei Meis? It seems like nobody had died during that Tekufa. And to that, the Gemara is saying three different terutzim of how we can have it that there was someone that was Tamei Meis, even though no one from the regular count died during that Tekufa. Okavanam, it comes out that the Tzlach learns that Isaac and Meis Mitzvah Hayu is Dafka. It's literally that they were people that were Isaac and Meis Mitzvah, meaning the Kvura of Gerim. Now, says the Gemara, we didn't finish this line, that Rabbi Yitzchak says that these people that were Tamei Meis were people that were Aiskin B'meis Mitzvahayu, Shechal Shvi Shalahen Liois Be'erev Pesach. And he's more precise, he says it's not just Stam that they were Tamei Meis, but these people were Tamei Meis, and it was their seventh day of their Tumah, which was Chal Erev Pesach. They were Mamish one day off. If it would be one day earlier, they would have been Tar come Pesach, come Erev Pesach. It happens to be their seventh day of their Tumah is what fell out on Erev Pesach. Now, how do we know this? That it was their seventh day of their Tumah, which was Chal on Erev Pesach? Shenemar, because it's a Dik in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that V'lo Yachlu La'aseis HaPesach B'yoyimahu. It says that these people who were Tamei Meis, they weren't able to bring the Karban Pesach on that day. So it's Mashma from the Pasuk that B'yoyimahu in Ein Yechaylin La'aseis Halumachar Yechaylin La'aseis, that it was only on that day that they weren't able to bring the Karban Pesach, but the next day they would technically have been able to have brought the Karban Pesach. Why is that? Because it was their seventh day that was Chal on Erev Pesach. So that's just a diak in the Pasuk. But the reason why we're bringing all this is because you see from here, and Rashi explains that this is already a makar for Isaac B'mitzvah, Pater B'damitzvah. You see that they made themselves Tameh, even though they were going to now be Pater from Karban Pesach, because they were being that they were Isaac in a mitzvah of a mace mitzvah, there was someone that they were in charge of burying, so therefore that's Zdoicha, the Karban Pesach. Isaac B'mitzvah, Patzer B'na Mitzvah. One mitzvah comes your way, so you take care of that, even though now you're not going to do another mitzvah. So says the Gemara, why do I need the Makar from Kriya Shema? We seem to have a good Makar over here from Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Tzricha, and no, we need both Makaris. D'i Ashmin on Hasam, if I would just would have this Makar from Karban Pesach, I would say it's Dafka over here that we say Isaac mitzvah b'mitzvah patzer min ha-mitzvah mishum d'loy mat is man chiyuva de Pesach, because it's not yet the man chiyuva Pesach. If it wasn't erev Pesach where a person had a chiyuv karban Pesach and still he did another mitzvah, and then we're saying oisik b'mitzvah patzer min ha-mitzvah, it was before someone ever had to start thinking about karban Pesach. It was a week before Pesach that they became tamei. The seventh day was chal on erev Pesach, so it wasn't something that they had to put into the cheshbon. Avol hacha, but when it comes to Kriya Shema, the matas man Kriya Shema, we're already is this man Kriya Shema, so maybe then aim a lie. Maybe we don't say oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Maybe even if you're in the middle of doing a different mitzvah, we say put it to the side and say Kriya Shema. Therefore tzricha, therefore we need the makar from Kriya Shema. V'yashmin an hacha, and if I would just have the makar from Kriya Shema, I would say mishum deleka karis, that it's dafka there that we say oisik b'mitzvah is potter from reading Kriya Shema, because reading Kriya Shema is not a chiyuv kares, and therefore it's being that it's not so chomer, it's very chomer, but there's no kares, it doesn't have that level of chomer, so therefore that's why we say oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Avol hacha, but when it comes to a karban Pesach, the ikka kares, where there's a chiyuv kares even, it's very chomer, so it's one of the two assays that have kares, Mila and Pesach, so then emol oi, so maybe then I would not say oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Mitzvah, therefore tzricha, therefore I also need the makar for karban Pesach. So in a chanami, we have these two makaris, but each one is needed for its own reason. Now the Gemara is going to take us back to a halacha that we said on the previous amud. So as the Gemara Gufa, we mentioned on Chafayim and Aleph, we said Amar Abba Barzav do Amar Rav, that an avil is chayiv b'chom mitzvah is hamurus b'teira chutz mitzvah. That an avil, being that he's not oisik b'mitzvah, he has tzar, but there's no mitzvah for him to be b'tzar. That's his own thing, that he's b'tzar. There's no mitzvah to be b'tzar. And therefore, he doesn't have a b'tur oisik b'mitzvah, and he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs hamurus b'torah. However, chutz mitzvilin. Tzvilin's an exception. He doesn't have a b'tur because of oisik b'mitzvah, but rather he's pater from tzvilin sha'arei nemer behen pe'er. Because the pasuk says pe'er, it describes tefillin as being something which is causes, which gives glory, and being in an avil is not in a state of pe'er, so therefore he's potter from wearing tefillin. Now the Gemara over here seems to say a different makar. Mid amar le rachmana liyecheskel, from the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, he told him he was going to be an avil, and he told him afal pikein pe'erach chavush alecha, still you should wear your tefillin, you should wear your pe'er, referring to his tefillin. So we have a drasha from here that Hashem told Yecheskel that he should wear his tefillin, at who d'mechayavt, you're the one who's chayav to wear tefillin, even though you're an avil, avakuli ama patiri. But everybody else, when they're an avil, they're potter from wearing tefillin. So you see from here, this is how we know that an avil is potter from wearing tefillin. Because Hashem dafka told Yecheskel, you, when you're an avil, you're going to wear tefillin. It's mashma that other avelim, that they're potter from wearing tefillin. And Toysus and Amud Aleph already, in Dibur Maschil Shaharei, already picks up on this, the fact that there seems to be two different makaris for this, that an avil is potter from wearing tefillin. On the one hand, we said it's because tefillin, it says pe'er, so and being that an avil is not in a state of pe'er, so that's why he's potter from tefillin. But then now we have this new makar, that it's because Hashem told Yecheskel that you wear tefillin, it's mashma other avelim are potter from wearing tefillin. And Taisus over there explains that really the Ikar Makar is this second Makar that we just said, that the way we know it from, the place that we know it from, that an Avil is Pata from Tefillin, is from the fact that Hashem told Yecheskel, you wear Tefillin when you're an Avil, Mashma other Avelim are Pata from wearing Tefillin. That's really the Makar. However, if that would be the Makar, so I would have said that maybe this should be like a Binyanav, and we should learn out from here that an Avil is Pata from all mitzvahs, just like an Avil is Pata from Tefillin. So why should I differentiate? If he's potter from tefillin, mistama he's potter from all mitzvahs. That's why we bring the first makar, that no, it's because tefillin says pe'er, and an avil is not in a state of pe'er. That's what tells us to limit the drasha, that it's only talking about tefillin. There's a reason to say dafka by tefillin, that an avil is potter from tefillin, because tefillin, it says that it's supposed to be pe'er, and avil's not in a state of pe'er, so maybe the Torah dafka pattered him from tefillin, but not from other mitzvahs. So the makar is really, it's from Yechez. It's from that which Hashem told Yecheskel, you wear tefillin, that's mashma other avelim not. The reason why we limit it to dafka being a drasha about tefillin and not other things, not other mitzvahs, is because tefillin is a svara to say that the avil's potter from, because he's not in a state of pe'er. Says the Gemara, though, that this idea that an avil is potter from tefillin, vahani mili b'yom rishon, it's dafka on the first day of the avelus, the yom hamisa, and the kvura, that's when he's potter from tefillin. Dechziv, as the pasuk says, v'acharisa kiyoymar, that the ikar mrivus, the ikar avelus, is really just one day. So that's the day that he's potter from tefillin. However, during the subsequent days of the avelus, even an avil, a regular avil, not just yecheskel, even a regular avil, is going to be chayiv to wear tefillin. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Va'amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav. So another memra from Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, the name of Rav, that Rav said over, an avul is chayiv basukkah. An avul is chayiv to live in the sukkah. Says the Gemara Pshita, well, why not? Obviously an avul is chayiv to live in the sukkah, to eat and sleep in the sukkah. We just said an avul is chayiv in all the mitzvahs hamurus b'tayra. So obviously then that goes without saying that an avul is chayiv in sukkah. Why did Rav feel the need to explain that? Why did Rav feel the need to speak out in avul is chayiv in sukkah? Says the Gemara, Ma'u d'teimo, I could have thought to say, Ho, v'amr Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav, since we have another member from Rav, Abba Bar Zavda, in the name of Rav, that he told us, a mitzta'er is potter min asukah, a person who has tremendous discomfort, so the halacha is that he's potter from living in the sukkah. So, hainami mitzta'eru. So I could have thought to say, that in Avul also, he's considered a person who has discomfort, and therefore he's potter from the mitzvah of Sukkah. By Sukkah, there's a special exception that we don't find by other mitzvahs, that a mitztayer is potter. It's part of the fact that the Torah says, Teishu kein teduru, which we've spoken about before, that Teishu kein teduru tells us that a person has to live in the Sukkah the way he lives in his house. A person will leave his house if he's bitzar, a person could leave his Sukkah if he's bitzar. So therefore I could have thought to say that an Avul has a special ptur from Sukkah because he's Bitzar Kamash Molon, then no, he doesn't have a Bator. Because Hani Mili Tsara de Mamela. When is it that a person is potter from because of Mitztair? That's only a Tsar that's out of his control. It's a Tsar de Mamela, it's something which is happening to him and he can't do anything about. Aval Hacha Ihu Hudaka Mitztair Nafshe. But over here by the Aval, he's painting himself. He has no Chiyah to be Bitzar. And therefore, Iboy Leili Asuve Daite. It's a Chiyah upon him to have Yishuv Adas to make sure that he could get rid of some of the tzar so he could stay in the sukkah. That's the avil's responsibility, and therefore that's the chiddush of Rav, that an avil is chayv to be in the sukkah, and he doesn't have a patura mitztar because he has a chiv to get some yishav adas, that you shouldn't have too much tzar. Now it's interesting, the Paiskim bring that the whole idea of mitztair, that a mitztair is potter from sukkah, it's only when the sukkah is causing the tzar. And meaning that when a person goes into the house, the tzar will go away. L'mashal, again, we said that what's the makar that the mitztair is potter from sukkah? We said it's from teishu kein teduru. That just like a person who is, he was in tzar from being in his house, he would leave his house. Let's say there's a leak in his house. So he would leave his house, so too, a person who has tzar in the sukkah, he could leave the sukkah. So it has to be the type of tzar that a person will taka leave his house for. If a person has a headache, and even when he's outside of his house, he's still going to have the same tzar, he wouldn't leave his house. A person only leaves his house if it's his house which is causing the tzar. If it's not his house causing the tzar, stam a person has tzar, let's say he's an avul, let's say he has a broken leg, he doesn't leave his house, because what's it going to help him if he leaves the house and he goes into a different house or he goes somewhere else? He still has the same tzar. The tzar doesn't go away. When is it that he leaves his house? It's only when the house is causing tzar. So based on that, the Paiskim say that so too by sukkah. When is it that a mitztair is potter from sukkah? It's only when the sukkah is causing tzar. Let's say it's very cold in the sukkah. By going inside, the tzar will go away. So it's only when the tzar is being caused, or being enhanced at least, by the sukkah, that's when we say that the mitztair is potter from sukkah. If so, the Acharonim ask, so what's the pshat over here that the Gemara has a havamina that an avul should be potter from sukkah because of mitztair? His avelos, his sadness that he has from his loss, that he's an avul, that's not going to go away, l'chayru, just because he leaves the sukkah. So why would I have thought even, why would I even have had a havamina that an avul should have a patur of mitztayer to be potter from sukkah? So the Magen Avram, in Simen Taf Reish Mem, Sifka An Yod, he brings from the Rosh in our sugya, in Simen Zayin, or Simen Chas, I believe it's Simen Zayin, he brings from the Rosh, that by sukkah also, by an aval, the sukkah causes the aval more tsar. The aval, he wants to have some time alone by himself, to be by himself, and to be in the sukkah with other people, so that's something which is causing him more tsar. So therefore, I would have thought that an aval is potter from sukkah because the mitztayer. Ah, what's the sukkah contributing to his tsar? Says the Magen Avraham, based on this rosh, that no, the sukkah is contributing to the tsar, because he's being forced to be with other people at a time that he doesn't want to be. And therefore, I could have thought that maybe maybe he has a patur of mitztayer. Kamash malon the Gemara though, that no, because that's his responsibility not to be bitzar. That's not, there's no chiyuv for him to have that tsar, and therefore he has to get rid of that tsar. That's not something that he's supposed to be sitting in, and therefore he has to bring himself to Yishuv Adas, and therefore in Lamaisa he's going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of Sukkah. But that was the chiddush of Rav. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'amr of Abba Bar Zav Doma Rav, Chasson, another halacha about sukkah, that chasson, v'hashay shvinin, v'chol b'nei achopa, patur min ha-sukkah. A chasson who just got married, v'hashay shvinin, are his friends, are his like main friends and helpers, and the b'nei achopa are the other people that he brings into the chopa. They're all patur from the sukkah. The way it worked back in the times of Chazal at least, is that after the chasana, so they would get a house, and this house was designated, it was called the chopa. The chopa wasn't the four posts with the canopy on top. The chopa was a special designated house for celebrating the chasana, and the chasana and the kala would be there, and the sheshvinin, his main friends, and b'nei achopa, his other people. All these people are pater from sukkah all 7 days of Sheva Brachas. That's the halacha of Rav, that all of them are pater from sukkah all 7 days of Sheva Brachas. My time, why? Misham the boy lemechte, because they have to rejoice, they're supposed to be besimcha, to go into the sukkah. We'll see soon why they can't do that in the sukkah, but that's why they have a patur from sukkah. And the Ra'ah explains that it's not just even the chasan that has this patur, but even the friends, the sheshvinin, the kol b'nei achupa, they all have this patur because of teishru kein teduru. That's the normal thing that a person would do. He would leave his house to go to the chupa to be with his friend, the chasan. So too, they could leave the sukkah, they have a patur from the sukkah to be with the chasan in this special house that's designated known as the chupa. Frakta Gemara, v'lechu basukkah, v'lechdu basukkah. Why don't they just have everything in the sukkah? Have the simcha in the sukkah. Rejoice in the sukkah. So they have to be happy. So leave the chuppah. Don't be in the chuppah. Be happy in the sukkah. The only chiv is to be happy. So why does the happiness have to be in the chuppah? Make the happiness, make the simcha, make the whole celebration in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, no, ain't simcha ela b'chuppa. The main simcha is felt in the chuppah, and therefore that's the place where they rejoice, and therefore teishru kein teduru will tell us that they're all pater from sukkah. Well, frak the Gemara, v'leichu basukkah, v'leichtu b'chuppa. Okay, fine. So enechanami, so the main simcha is in the chuppah. So have the sudais in the chuppah. Have the sudais in the sukkah, and then afterwards they'll rejoice in the chuppah. Why can't they accomplish both? They'll eat and be mekayim the mitzvah, the chiv of sukkah in the sukkah, and then afterwards they'll make a party in the chuppah. Why can't they accomplish both? Says the Gemara, because ain't simcha ela b'makim suda. It can't be that they'll have the sudas in the sukkah and then just tam go celebrate in the chuppah, because the simcha is felt in the makim suda. So being that the simcha is felt in the makim suda, so therefore they have to make the suda in the chuppah. Well, frak the Gemara, I have a better idea. V'le'avdu chuppah basukkah. Make the sukkah into the chuppah. They have this designated house known as the sukkah. That has to be the place where the sudas are. That's going to be the place where they rejoice. So just make the sukkah that chuppah. Designate the sukkah as the place where they'll hang out during the Sheva Brachas. Says the Gemara that no, there's a practical reason why it doesn't work to have the sukkah as the chuppah. Says the Gemara, two terutzim. Abai Amar Misham Yichud. Abai says that the reason why it doesn't work to have the sukkah as the chuppah is because there's going to be problems of yichud. Rashi explains it was normal in those times to make a sukkah on the roof. So if everyone's on the roof, so sometimes you'll have it that the chassan, the kala, one of the friends will be on the roof. The chassan will have to go inside to go get something, or whatever it is, to do something. And he'll leave his wife, the kala, together with one of his friends on the roof. So that's going to be a problem of yichud. It's not like the sukkah was in a public place where people were constantly coming in and out. The sukkahs were generally on the roof. There wasn't people coming in and out. And therefore, it's very easy that a person will get himself into a situation of yichud when the chassan leaves the sukkah sukkah from the roof, and he leaves behind his wife together with one of his friends. Now the Acharonim asked, Elochaira, this is not yichud, because it's by Labir. The Chassan just went to go get something. He left his wife, so the Gemara in Kedushin on Pei Aleph and Aleph is Mavur, that if by Labir, if the lady's husband is in the town, so then there's no problem of yichud. He could come back at any time, and therefore there's no problem of yichud. So Rav Liashiv over here in his Haaretz, or Shlomo Zalman, and Mincha Shlomo, they say that in a chanami. Abai doesn't mean halachic yichud. It's not a halachic problem of yichud. It just means it's not nice for the chassan. He just got married and now he's going to leave his kala together alone with one of his friends. There's something not nice about it, even if it's not a halachic yichud. But that's why, that's a good enough of a reason not to make the chuppah, the sukkah, into the chuppah, because it would leave a situations of yichud, which is not nice for the chassan. Other acharonim say maybe more halachic reasons. Rav Liashiv gives this reason as well. Other acharonim also, Rav Chaim Pelagi in Shalos and Tshuva, Sechaim Vashalom in Chelek Hei, Simen Pei Aleph, they write also that there might be a halachic yichud over here, because being that these are good friends, so there's libay gaspa, and by libay gaspa, so they say there's no heter of baila beer. Being that they're close already, so there's no heter of baila beer, and then this would even be a halachic chashash of yichud. But either way, whichever way it is, Abayi said that that's why they couldn't make the sukkah into the chuppah, because there were problems of yichud. But Rava Amar, a different pshat, Rava says Mishum Tsar Chassan, that the reason why they can't make the sukkah into the chuppah is because there's Tsar Chassan. A Chassan wants to have some privacy together with his kala. They want to be a little more playful together. They want to joke around, play some games together. It's not so nice to have that in the sukkah, in a more public, relatively more public place, even though we just said it wasn't mamish public, but it's still more public than having their own house. And therefore, Rava says that's the reason why we don't want to make the sukkah into the chuppah, because there's Tsar Chassan, he doesn't have enough privacy to be able to have some time with his kala. What would be a nafkamina between Abayi's reason and Rava's reason for why we couldn't make the sukkah into the chuppah? Says the Gemara, Ikabinayu de shrichi inchi de nafki v'ayli. If let's say you have a sukkah in a place where there are people constantly coming in and out, the nafki v'ayli lahasam. Lemanda amar mishom yichud. So if it's also baye that the concern was yichud, so over here you're not going to have a concern of yichud, and then the in a chanami that maybe they should make the sukkah into the chuppah. Whereas lemanda amar mishom tzar chasun. According to Rava, who said that the reason not to make the sukkah into the chuppah is because of the tzar of the chassan, because he doesn't have enough privacy, so then ikus, then all the more so you're going to have that problem over here, and that would still be good enough of a reason not to make the sukkah into the chuppah. Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, "Ano achli b'sukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. L'maisa me, when I was a chassan, I still ate in the sukkah, and I had my simcha in the chuppah. I didn't find that to be a stira, that the simcha had to be b'makim suda. I had my suda in the sukkah, and I had my simcha in the chuppah. V'kol shekein, and all the more so, d'chadi libay. I was even more happy. I was more b'simcha by doing it like this. D'kavid natarti. I was able to accomplish two things. I was able to have my simcha with my kala, and I was able to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of sukkah, so that made me even more besimcha. It was nothing wrong. I didn't find that to be a stira." The Rush learns that Reb Zeira's taka coming to be chaylik on the previous gemara, that according to Reb Zeira, there's a chiyah for a chassan to have his sudas in the sukkah. He'll have his simcha in the chuppah, and he'll have his sudas in the sukkah. And the Rush in Simen Chas over here paskins like Reb Zeira. He paskins that really a chassan and everyone, they're chayiv to eat the sudas in the sukkah. However, the Meiri learns that really Reb Zeira was just saying that he was machmer on himself. He was just saying, I was machmer on myself, and I was even more besimcha. There's nothing wrong with being machmer when it comes to this halacha. Even though l'maisa, l'halacha, chasen is potter, but I was machmer, and it worked out even better for me. But halacha l'maisa, the Meiri says that really even Reb Zeira is masking that a chasen is potter, and that's also the psak of the Rambam, in Parag Vav of Hilchos Sukkah, halacha gimel, he says that a chasen is potter, and it could be Reb Zeira was just saying something that he was naik for himself. We'll just do a few more lines. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Chasan Vashay Shvinin, V'kol V'nei Achuppa Paturin, minat tefillah. All the chasson, the different, the close friends and the guests, they're all pater from tefillah. They're pater from davening shmon esrei because they're preoccupied and giving simcha to the chasson. The chasson himself is besimcha, and it would be very difficult for them to have kavana and daven shmon esrei. So therefore, they're pater from shmon esrei. Uminat tefillin, they're also pater from tefillin. Rashi explains because it's common that they're drinking a little bit during this time, and therefore they can't have tefillin with the proper mindset, so therefore the pater from tefillin. However, v'chayavin b'kriya shema, they're going to be chayiv in kriya shema because kriya shema is just one pasuk. And Rashi will see on Amud Aleph explains that this Tana holds that there's no p'tur of Isaac b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah, and therefore they're going to be chayiv in kriya shema. However, mishum Rabbi Shila amru that chasan is pater from kriya shema. However, it's only v'ashashvinim b'kol b'nei achupa, they're the ones that were chayav. And only they're the ones that are chayiv in Kriya Shema, but the chasson is actually pater even from the chasson himself is tarid, and therefore he's pater even from Kriya Shema. Again, Rashi says all these tanayim of this brisa seem to hold that there's no patur of Isaac but mitzvah pater min mitzvah, and that's why he says that they both agree that the sheshvinin and the bnei achopa at least that they're chayiv in Kriya Shema.